We are up to Simin Tov Kuf Yud Aleph, and we'll be doing the first sif. Mutter Lasas Madura Lehischamim Kenegda. You are allowed on Yontif to go and light a fire for the fireplace in order to warm oneself up. Now, what is this halacha? So we learned that the Torah says, Ach Ashiyocha Lechem Lechol Nefesh. Anything that is made for Ochel Nefesh, the halacha is you're allowed to do on Yontif. Any malacha that is normally done for the sake of eating, we're not talking about manufacture of food, but for the sake of producing food at home for eating, the halacha is mutar on Yontif. The question is, what is included in that halacha? The Ran Shita is that that's only Ochel Nefesh, literally food. The Rambam Shita is that washing oneself as well as putting oil on oneself is also included. The Mishneh Berurah brings that the mashmas of the Rashba is that heating oneself up when it's cold is also included in Ochel Nefesh Mamish. Yet, unlike Ochel Nefesh Mamish, the halachi is it has to be something that is Shavel Ochel Nefesh, something that everybody would do. And therefore, we'll soon see the Ramah's reservations. Even if you're going to hold like the Ran that it's only Ochel Nefesh, the halacha is that certain malachas are mutter, even not for Ochel Nefesh, with the din of mitoch. We know that when it comes to Havara, lighting a fire, midaraisa, as well as, or adding to a fire, as well as carrying. Those two malachas, we know for a fact that there's a din of mitochan, and other malachas, it depends on the particular malacha and whether or not it shows up in Shulchan Aruch. For a malacha that we are matir because of mitoch, such as over here, in the case of heating when it's a cold day, so there, according to everybody, it's got to be shavel lechol nefesh, even though we say that it's hutr shalol letzorach, it's got to be that it's the kind of thing that everybody would do. So whether it's because the malach itself needs for it to be shavu l'chol nefesh, or whether this is midin mitoch, whether we call this a form of ochol nefesh, or it's only mutter because of the din of mitoch shehutra l'tzorach, in either case it has to be shavu l'chol nefesh. Now the Ramah says, yesh omrim da'osu la'ochem beis achorif b'yontif. Some say that you're not allowed to put on the fireplace on yontif. Because sometimes it's not really such a cold winter's day. We're talking about Chol HaMoed. So what would we be talking about? We're talking about Sukkot, which could possibly be quite cold, or Pesach, depending on the time of year that it falls on. So there too, it could possibly be cold. But it could also be that we're talking about the spring and the autumn, that it's not all that cold, and it's only people that are especially sensitive to cold that would go turn it on. For them, we couldn't apply Shavu L'chol Nefesh. So there, Ve'enu Elo L'mufunakim, Ve'ever Kamerchetz U'mugmur Da'asa, which we'll see a little bit later, that it's considered like bathing one's whole body, or burning incense for the sake of getting clothes to have a fine scent, where these are not Shavu L'chol Nefesh, these are not things that everybody uses, and the halach is that it's not mutter. Ve'nagu L'hokol, says the Ramah, but the minig is to be makel. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishneh Berurah says like this. It's clear that if it's a very cold day, certainly if it's so cold that the food is congealing and it's interfering with your ability to eat, there's no question that you're allowed to light the fireplace. That we would definitely say is considered Shavu L'chol Nefesh. It's considered Ochol Nefesh Mamish. If, however, we're dealing with a day that's questionable, there it's a minig lohakol, since the ikur thing that you're doing is heat, and heat is shavu l'chol nefesh, so there one can actually be makel, that's the minig, to be makel, even though we don't know that the day is so cold that absolutely everybody would have put their fireplace on.